You have just arrived at the final frontier, the holiest frontier. You have been blessed on the journey to holiness. You've learned that the bridge from humanity to holiness is in God. I am so excited for you. Your journey to holiness lands you on a higher level. In order to maintain your new level in life, prayer is essential. Let me encourage you by having you go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. As you enter into this new level of your life, having become whole, these are keys that's going to help you understand that it is the Lord's will for your life that you become whole. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. I am going to read from the Message version. Take a moment and listen very carefully to what is being said. This is how you maintain your wholeness. Be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants those who belong to Christ Jesus to live. Don't suppress the Spirit. Don't stifle those who have a word from the Master. On the other hand, don't be gullible. Check out everything and keep only what's good. Throw away anything that is tainted with evil. May God himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole. Put you together in spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master, Jesus Christ. The one who called you is completely dependable. If he said, he will do it. This is the joy of the victor's journey, knowing how you, through your personality and through your perseverance in the victor's journey, can now walk across the bridge from humanity to wholeness. Your sense of wholeness must be maintained. Make prayer your maintenance process. You are going to get to the point where in your new walk in holiness and wholeness, you are going to know that you can, in fact, do all things through Christ. You're going to understand that God's grace is sufficient for you and that your strength is made perfect in weakness. You may want to review the steps just to remind yourself that you are, in fact, a victor. You will be able to maintain it. Just keep in mind that your sufficiency is in God. Your strength is in God. Remind yourself that God's grace and his strength are perfect for you in your walk to wholeness. I would also want you to remember the scripture for the journey to wholeness. It has been a journey. The journey continues, and you've reached the destination of a higher level in Christ Jesus. And remember always, as you embark upon other journeys in your life of reaching goals and becoming successful in your spiritual walk, just remember the words of Isaiah 53 and 5 from the Amplified Version. This is how you discover emotional freedom, peace, inner healing, and wholeness. Isaiah 53 and 5 says to you, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquity. The chastisement needed to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with his stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. I am so excited that you are now at the point of having enjoyed the J2W Project. Your journey to wholeness through God's holiness is your reward. You're now at a new level. Continue to pray. And as the verse here in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16 says, Be cheerful. Pray at all times. Thank God. Hold on to the Spirit. Check out everything through prayer and biblical study. Keep what is good and throw away those things that are not contributory to your wholeness. You are indeed whole. You are free. And I know that you'll be blessed.